Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, on this Wednesday, April 16th, Holy Wednesday, 7:47 Central Time. And our next guest is Karen Malik. She's president of the Coalition on Abortion and Breast Cancer. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you.
Tell us, what is the Coalition on Abortion and Breast Cancer?
Well, we educate on the scientific evidence dating from 1957 showing that induced abortion raises a woman's risk for breast cancer in later years. And we have some 77 studies now, and 59 of them report risk increases for women who have had abortions. And we also educate on the breast cancer risks of these hormonal contraceptive steroids that doctors prescribe for women. And these hormonal contraceptive steroids include the birth control pill, which the World Health Organization has classified as a, quote, group 1 carcinogen. It's a cancer-causing agent listed on the same page with tobacco and asbestos and cadmium and benzene and so forth and so on. And the third thing that we educate on is the breast cancer risk associated with having an early premature birth before 32 weeks of pregnancy. And that is biologically the same event for, insofar as the mother is concerned, it's biologically the same event as having an abortion, because the same changes take place in the breast, leaving the breast with more places for cancers to start if the woman has the abortion or if she has that premature birth before 32 weeks gestation. And abortion is recognized as a risk factor by the Institute of Medicine. It's recognized as a risk factor for having a premature birth later on in life. So if you do have that abortion, you could be having a premature child later on in life or in subsequent pregnancies. This puts a child at risk for cerebral palsy, mental retardation, epilepsy, problems walking, hearing, seeing, learning problems, and that sort of thing. These are serious things for the child. And for the mother, it more than doubles her breast cancer risk, according to the studies that have been conducted in this field.
Now, are these recent findings, or have we known these for quite some time?
Well, the abortion breast cancer link, these studies, the epidemiological studies, have been going on since 1957 right up to the present time. And most recently, we had a meta-analysis that was published by Chinese researchers in late December. And it happens, their findings happen to agree with an American meta-analysis. And a meta-analysis means that the researchers did a study that examined a bunch of other studies and pulled their results. So they pulled the findings from 36 studies in this latest Chinese study. And they found that women who had abortions increased the risk by a statistically significant 44% increase. And their findings are very close to the findings from the American researchers. And the American researchers found a 30% increased risk for women who have abortions before, this is after first full-term pregnancy, and before first full-term pregnancy, they found those women had a 50% increase in risk of having breast cancer later on in life. So they're right on target. The Chinese researchers were right on target with the American researchers' findings in this case.
And so now, with all the changes in healthcare in the United States, what are some of the questions that that lie before us, especially with the HHS, the contraceptive mandate?
Well, as you know, with the contraceptive mandate, the Obama administration is forcing employers to purchase insurance coverage for quote-unquote free contraceptive and abortion-inducing hormonal steroids. and sterilizations for employees. And they're forcing the employers to do this regardless of what their religious beliefs may be. And for many different denominations, this is morally problematic to be providing these contraceptive steroids and abortion-inducing steroids to employees. And so this was just, the oral arguments in this matter were just heard on March 25th before the U.S. Supreme Court, and there were some really interesting arguments that were being made there. The Solicitor General for the Obama administration, Donald Verrilli, argued that it's demeaning to women not to provide them with these drugs, even though I might add the Depo-Provera injection and the birth control pill have proved themselves to be cancer-causing agents, and there are some grave health problems associated with these others. Some of these other drugs and devices, like we list them on our website at abortionbreastcancer.com. If you go to abortionbreastcancer.com and click on our latest press release, it's right there on the Enter page. It's the March 20th, 2014 press release. And it mentions the U.S. Supreme Court oral arguments. The Paragard intrauterine copper IUD can result in uterine perforation and other problems with positioning that can result in increased bleeding or pain for the woman and injury or damage to the surrounding organs. The Mirena IUD has similar problems with uterine perforation. Women can develop pelvic inflammatory disease, which is a massive infection in the pelvic region that can result in infertility for the young woman. And if conception occurs during use, the manufacturer warns that miscarriage can occur and possible permanent loss of fertility for users of the Mirena IUD. Then you have the implant-on rod, and this rod comes with an increased risk of ectopic pregnancy, and according to the manufacturer's warning, serious thromboembolic events, including cases of pulmonary emboli. This is a blood clot in the lungs, which can be fatal, and increased risk of strokes. Then there's Depo-Provera, which is an injection, a birth control injection, and this is a steroid progestogen that is delivered to the woman. It increases the risk for breast cancer. There have been 5 studies showing up to a 2.2-fold increased risk of breast cancer. The manufacturer put there's a black box warning on this product here, and the manufacturer says that there's an increased risk of loss of bone mineral density. Now, that's very serious for a woman, too, and increased susceptibility to HIV. Then, finally, the last risk that we should really be concerned about is our young teenage and college age girls and women, because they are more susceptible to developing breast cancer later on in life when they're exposed to a cancer-causing substance. They are living the most cancer-susceptible years of their lives because nearly all of their breast lobules are immature and recognized by scientists as cancer-susceptible breast lobules. These are type 1 and 2 lobules where nearly all of the breast cancers are known to arise in these lobules. They do not mature into permanently cancer-resistant lobules until with that first full-term pregnancy. By the end of the first full-term pregnancy, nearly all the breast lobules, 85% of them, are permanently cancer-resistant type 4 lobules.
All the medicines and the side effects, all the procedures and devices that you were describing earlier and the side effects from them, to me, I'm not a physician, but to me, don't really sound like health care.
It's not. And I'm so glad you made that point, because the Obama administration says that this really constitutes, quote, preventative health care, and nothing could be farther from the truth. They will be unleashing a much more serious breast cancer epidemic on American women with this contraceptive mandate, and the only people that are going to really be making out or profiteering as a result of this will be the pharmaceutical companies and the abortion industry, including Planned Parenthood. So I think it's ludicrous that the Obama administration, or rather the Obama campaign during the 2008 presidential election, was accusing its opponents of conducting a, quote, war on women. The war on women is coming from the Obama administration and its allies in the pharmaceutical industry and in the abortion industry. That war on women is not coming from, you know, their opponents, their political opponents in any way here. So I think we really need to consider this, and I hope the Supreme Court considers this fact, because we did put in an amicus brief with the Supreme Court to inform them about this risk for women.
Well, to find out more, you can check out abortionbreastcancer.com. We've been talking with Karen Malik. She's president of the Coalition on Abortion and Breast Cancer. Karen, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, and people should go to abortionbreastcancer.com for more information.
Thanks.